Well, good morning. It is December 5th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Thank you all so much for joining us. I really appreciate it each and every single day, joining together to be able to read God's word with you. But today, on the 5th day of December, we're going to continue pressing on in this home stretch of 2022. We're going to pick up with 2 Chronicles chapter 5, and we're going to read into chapter 6, verse 11. A little bit different today, but that's what the schedule has for us. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 1 through chapter 6, verse 11. 1 John chapter 4. We're going to finish the book of Nahum today. Nahum chapter 3, and then Luke chapter 19. So let's get into the word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 to chapter 6, verse 11. Thus, all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in all of the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold, and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. And then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, and the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And therefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which was in the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all of the vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. And also King Solomon and all of the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto the place, to the oracle of the house, and the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is to this day. And there was nothing in the ark save the two tablets which Moses put therein at Horeb. And then the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by the course. Also the Levites, which were the singers of all of them, of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in the white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeteers and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments and music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Chapter 6. And then said Solomon, "The Lord hath said that he would dwell in the thick darkness, but I have built a house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever." And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hand fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, since this day that I brought you forth, that since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, and my name, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David my father, forasmuch as it was in thine heart to build a house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house for my name. And the Lord therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken. For I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord God of Israel, and in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel." That was 2 Chronicles chapter 5 to chapter 6, verse 11. Let's move on over to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, and whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, and therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. And hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. And if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment hath we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. That was 1 John chapter 4. Let's move on over to the book of Nahum. We're going to finish that short book of Nahum, chapter 3. Nahum chapter 3 today. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery, and the prey departeth not. The noise of the whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the prancing horses, and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is multitude of slain, and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of the corpses. They stumble upon their corpses, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft, that selleth nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? Art thou better than populous? No. That was situate among the rivers, that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Libim were their helpers, and yet was she carried away. She went away into captivity. Her young children also were dashed upon the pieces upon the tops of the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all of her great men were bound in chains. Thou also shalt be drunken, and thou shalt be hid. Thou also shalt seek strength because of the enemy, and all the strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. And if they had been shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee water for the siege. Fortify the strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar and make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour thee, and the sword shall cut thee off. It shall eat thee up like the cankerworm, and make thyself many as the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the locust. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven, and the cankerworm spoileth and flieth away. They Thy crown are as the locusts, and the captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges of the cold day, but when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. The shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered unto the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee shall clap their hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? And that is the end of the book of Nahum. Don't know if I want to clap for that one, but we finished the book. We'll start the book of Habakkuk tomorrow, the prophet Habakkuk. But for today, we are going to continue on through the Gospel of Luke for our final reading today. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. Luke 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was very rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw him, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And he said, Therefore, certain noblemen went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. And then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, over thou authority... Because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art a sure man, and thou takest up that thou layest down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was a sure man, taking up that I laid down, and reaping that I did not sow. And wherefore, then, gavest thou not my money unto the bank, that I may, by my coming, I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, Go into the village over against you, in that which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, and whereon ye never a man sat, loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do ye lose him? Thus ye shall say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were losing the colt, the owners whereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went in, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even Now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And then he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thy eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round about, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. And he went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold thereon, and them that bought, saying, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and he could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Well, amen. That was our reading today for December 5th, 2022. Again, thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. But that all being said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Lord, I thank you so much that you, God, that you work in our hearts. God, that you don't see our stature, our physical stature, or God, you don't look on the outside, but Lord, you look on the heart. And Lord, it always hits me whenever I read of Zacchaeus, the wee little man. God, how he had to climb up into that sycamore tree just to lay eyes on you, and how you were so gracious to him, and God, how you changed his heart, Lord. You changed his heart from being a thief who used his position to steal from people, Lord, to literally give back to all that he stole from, and Lord, we know from history, Lord, how you used Zacchaeus, Lord, even after this, Lord, to be able to proclaim your gospel and be a pastor. And Lord, I just thank you so much for that great example. And so, Lord, I just thank you so much for doing that in my heart and in the hearts of my brothers and sisters online. And Lord, I would just pray, God, that you would just use us today, Lord. Lord, that we would just, Lord, out of the abundance of our love for Jesus, for all that he has done for us, Lord, may we just live and serve you, Lord. Lord, may we do so more than we need to, Lord, just like Zacchaeus. And Lord, may you get all of the glory. May you get all of the praise. And Lord, may someone, Lord, today come to know you as Savior, Lord. May you use us to share your gospel, Lord. May today be a life-changing day for someone, Lord, we pray. Lord, I pray that in my own heart, in my own life. Lord, give us opportunity to share Jesus. But Lord, I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.